You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Many, many Michigan resorts, hotels, and restaurants really count on the summer months to make or break their year. And some also really count on seasonal workers from abroad who come here on H-2B visas. With all the attention on the U.S. immigration policy over the last year, we wanted to check in to see how businesses fared this year now that the summer vacation season of 2017 has ended. Here with us from Mackinac City is Tracy Darrow. She owns Darrow's Family Restaurant. Good to have you here with us, Tracy.
Thank you very much.
How long has Darrow's been open?
We've been in business as a restaurant for 60 years.
And how important now, as we talk in 2017, are these foreign workers to your restaurant?
Probably more than ever. Because of the lack of visas this year, we were unable to bring our workers in until recently. We were able to obtain some of the additional visas that Congress had approved back in May, and Homeland Security and Department of Labor finally released the end of July. It's made a huge difference. Our people were working 7 days a week since we had opened, some of them 12 to 15 hours a day. And it was, you know, a matter of getting them some relief. We actually had considered shutting down one day a week just so that the cooks and the kitchen staff could get a day off.
And we should explain to everyone that basically there's a cap of 66,000 foreign workers every year. And the government did not used to count returning foreign workers against the cap. But a year ago, Congress tightened that pipeline by refusing to renew the traditional exemption. So returning workers were counted against the cap. So that did mean a lot of hardship for businesses like yours. Now, when did you begin to have to rely on foreign workers?
We've been using H-2B visas probably since about the year 2000.
And why?
Because there just is not enough workers, qualified workers, in our area. You know, the population in Mackinac City and the surrounding communities is just very small compared to the amount of seasonal businesses that we've got up here.
And yet, you know, when we think that the president is complaining about foreign workers taking jobs from Americans, what do you feel when you hear that?
To me, it's not an immigration issue, it's a labor issue. Hmm. You know, I understand, you know, there is some concern that we are not hiring American workers, and I can guarantee you that the process to bring in H-2B visas is costly and time-consuming, and by all means, if I could find American workers, it would be to our benefit to do that.
And as you indicated, Homeland Security did open the door to 15,000 more H-2B workers in July, so you were able to get a few more helping hands and probably give the folks that were working 7 days a week a bit of a breather.
Right. Our problem was Congress had approved 77,000, probably as you know, back in May, and for whatever reason, from talking to our congressman's office, Homeland Security and Department of Labor kept bouncing responsibility back and forth. Hmm. And when the visas were finally issued, it wasn't until end of July, and at that point there was only 15,000. Whereas if they would have done it back in May, not only would we have benefited, but I'm sure a lot of businesses across the country would have benefited as well.
Tracy, what do you want to see happen in Washington? What kind of solution would lift this worry from your shoulders?
Well, I think if they went back to the returning worker exemption, that would make a huge difference. And like I said, I think that the general consensus has to be that it's not an immigration issue, it's a labor shortage. And there are just too many restaurant, hospitality-type positions, as well as, you know, when you read about the other stuff, the landscape workers and that type of thing, that there's just not enough workers that are willing and able to do those types of jobs.
Tracy, where do most of your workers come from, and what jobs do they hold at your restaurant?
We mainly use people from Jamaica. We've been using the same staff. Some of them have been with us since 2000 up to 2002. You know, when you have people that return every year, they not only know the job, you know their skills, and it just makes life that much simpler to run, to, you know, have consistency and run a good business.
But as you say, the worry is not going away. Although, interestingly, the president, his Mar-a-Lago resort, relies just like you do on H-2B workers. So it seems that cap or the problem with renewing the returning workers, that was a year ago. So that was before the president was elected.
Well, and I do know that, you know, the president was able, from what we've understood, to get workers from Mar-a-Lago. And then he had also applied for some of the additional 15,000 visas that were available in July. So as far as I can tell, he's got to realize that this is also a labor problem, not an immigration problem, or he wouldn't have tried to get more workers for his resort as well.
Do you hear similar stories from other business owners in Mackinac City or on Mackinac Island?
Certainly on Mackinac Island and in Mackinac City. You know, I know that there are certain places that had a, you know, if you have an April 1 start date, they were able to start the process a little bit sooner. By the time we were able to, we don't have that early of a start date, and by the time we were even submitting our paperwork this year, we knew that the visas were all gone. I know that that first week of January, there's only 33,000 visas that are available for the first 6 months, and from what I could tell on the websites, 55,000 had already been positions had already been applied for that first week of January. So we knew before we even sent our paperwork in that the visas were going to be gone and that we were going to, you know, have a huge shortage this year. We ran ads probably pretty much nonstop from February until July and just weren't able to get enough people.
Do you worry this crunch could threaten the future of your restaurant?
Oh, absolutely. We've already discussed what's going to happen next year if we're not able to get workers. We use the H-2B workers for the kitchen, for cooks, you know, for prep cooks and for dishwashers. And, you know, if it's anything like it is this year, we're going to have to shorten either hours and or eliminate days, which in turn is going to impact, you know, our local workers, state taxes, you know, all that kind of stuff that gets paid by payroll.
An enormous ripple effect.
Absolutely.
Tracy Darrow is the owner of Darrow's Family Restaurant, part of the dining scene in Mackinac City for 60 years. Tracy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.